It God, so good. All the time, God is good. Let's sing that again. That is such an awesome song. That is such an awesome song. It God just gets better all the time. Even in this craziness going on right now, God is still great. Everybody sing it again. Come on.
This is my soul. I say, you have to be. How great thou art. Oh, yeah. How great thou art. It seems my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
All the time. Shake somebody's hand, tell them you're glad to have me in the house of the Lord today. Go ahead and find somebody. Find two or three. You ain't got this right, get out of your seat. Just try to point at somebody. Just point. There we are. Wow, that scared me. Unless somebody sounds like me. Praise God. I think, yeah, but it's loud enough now. And then some. God is good. Shall I stop singing and turn it up? God is so good.
That was wisdom.
I'm so glad to see all y'all guys here today. You know, we're still working on Joshua. This year is a year of refocus. We've got to get our focus back in. We've got to get ourselves back in a position that we can hear from God, because we've heard so much junk. Man, have we heard junk. And we keep hearing every turn on the television, and all you hear is a bunch of junk. And the junk changes every day. Someone's like a trash truck that's on television telling us stuff, and the next day they picked up trash somewhere else and they're telling us another story. And it just blows me away at what's happening around us. And so I'm glad that everybody's here today, and we can stay together in God's Word. Turn to the book of Joshua. Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. This is the other part from last week. Joshua chapter 1. Next week we're going to do even more on refocusing, on getting ourselves back in alignment with God. And coming up on Tuesday nights, right now we're doing worry, and worry's just about through. We're just about worried enough. And so we're going to talk about our purpose. So coming up shortly on Tuesday nights, we're going to talk about our purpose. And so if you're interested in studying about your purpose and what God has for you, come on out here on Tuesday nights. Coming up shortly, right now, we've still got a few more. Don't get worried. We've still got a few more worries to go over. And then we're going to go over your purpose, because that goes right along with aligning ourselves for 2024. Get your Bibles out. Turn to the book of Joshua. Stand for the reading of the word. The book of Joshua. God is so good. All the time, God is good. Joshua, chapter 1. You got your Bible, say amen? You don't say on me. God's got you. Even if you don't have your Bible, it should be one in front of you. If there is, look on by with the person beside you. Amen. Joshua, chapter 1. This is part 2 of last week, and then we're going into something entirely different next week. Joshua, chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord said unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Y'all say graveyard dead.
Graveyard dead.
All right. Now, therefore, arise. Y'all say, get up.
Get up.
Say it again, get up.
Get up.
Oh, come on, say get up.
Get up.
There you go. Go over this Jordan now, and all these people into the land which I do give unto them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, and then to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. In other words, I'm not going to leave you stranded physically, mentally, emotionally. I am going to be there. Amen. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide an inheritance for an inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do all according that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. We thought, God made me prosperous. God help me be successful. And God's already given you how. You do it the way I tell you, you're going to be successful. You do it my way, and good things are going to happen. Even in the middle of all our junk and all our problems, we still are victorious. Amen? Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then shalt thou have good success. Have I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Stretch one your hand this way. God, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and well, and you are on the throne. And God, there's absolutely nothing impossible for you. There's absolutely nothing that you cannot do. God, there's nobody better than you. I love that song, nothing better than you. Praise the Lamb of God. You turn valleys into dry or into promised land. You turn dry bones into armies. God, you're awesome. And I ask you right now, Lord, touch and anoint this service. Help us, God, to get out of what you have us to. And I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the church, then?
Yes.
Amen. Look at somebody say, the past is behind us.
It's behind us.
The future is ahead of us. God is with us, and nothing shall be impossible. I'm glad that a lot of people are back here this week after being so sick last week. There just seems to be some things going around. And praise God that God is doing something special. Also, be praying much in prayer for Mark Gray. Because if the Lord don't intervene, he's not going to be with us much longer. So let's pray for him and Diane and for their children. And we know that God's got this. I had a dream last night. It's amazing because I had no idea if Brandon was going to even be here today. Where's he at? There he is. I had a dream about you, bro.
Nightmare.
That was a dream. I was at the doctor's office because we were, you know, I was at the doctor's office and Brandon drove up in his Mustang. He was driving, he drove up there like he was being chased by a Dodge Charger. He was getting there. He went in to see the doctor in a state of anxiety and said, "Doctor, doctor, you got to help me. I'm dying. Everywhere I touch it hurts. I touch my head and it hurts. I touch my leg and it hurts. I touch my stomach and it hurts. I touch my chest and it hurts. You got to help me, Doc. Everything hurts." The doc gave him a complete examination and said, "Brandon, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you're not dying. The bad news is you have a broken finger." Okay, that was an oldie but goldie. I just thought I'd throw it out there because everybody been sick, okay? All right. It's easy to look back over 2023 and expect 24 to be more of the same. I've heard people say that. It's just more of the same. Just be knocked off the 3 and put the 4, but we're going downhill, we're on the slide, we're going down, and it's not going to get any better. How many here, don't raise your hand, but how many here's even said, I don't think it's going to get any better? As a matter of fact, I don't think it's going to get worse. I can promise you one thing, Jesus is on his way back. If that don't get you excited, if that don't light you fire your woods with it, amen? Yeah. He's on his way back, and if he gets here, we still got to be busy. We still got something to do. So I can assure you, I'm going to move this slide here and go, I can assure you, words heal, words give life, they're either fruit or they're poison. So we look back over, and I can promise you, if you're expecting the same, guess what you're going to get? More of the same. But if you're ready to rise up in this last day, y'all are not here by accident. You are born in this century by accident. You are born in this, or living in this decade by accident. God has a reason for your season. Look at somebody and say, God's got a reason for your season. Amen? So, your tongue has the power of life and death, so you better be careful how you use that tongue. Now, just a couple of slides from last week to bring some continuity, and we're going straight in to the new stuff. Now, the Bible in this day is overwhelmed. Amen? Everybody see, people are so overwhelmed, that word means to languish, to cover over, to fail, to faint, to be feeble, to swoon. The Bible says this was coming. It says in Luke 1:26, men swooning away, the Amplified Version, expiring with fear and dread and apprehension and expectation of the things that are coming on the world, for the very powers of the heavens will be shaken and caused to totter. Think about all the satellites we've got. And all the missiles that we have and the things that are going on. Do you realize that the world, I read it last week, there's an atomic clock. And look at that atomic clock, and they'll say, well, we're 1 hour from the end, and things get better, okay? Then there were 5 hours from midnight. Well, this week, they looked at the atomic clock, and guess what? How close they said we're to midnight? 15 seconds. 15 seconds. Wow. One push of one button by one of these crazy guys, and guess what? He's going to start World War III, and it's going to be all over with. We've got enough to destroy. We've got enough weapons to destroy the world multiple times over. And the drugs coming over our border. There's enough drugs coming over our border to kill every person in the United States up to 10 times. So we're living in this kind of this day where things have gone crazy and seem to be getting crazier and crazier. Luke 21:26 in the Message, in an uproar, everybody all over the world in a panic, the wind knocked out of them by the threat of doom, the powers that be quaking. So let's go a little bit further here. We're going to talk about Joshua. Joshua was called. He's down on the ground, he's mourning, he's had the wind knocked out of him, he's had a lot knocked out of him when Moses died, because Moses was the one that stood before Pharaoh. Moses was the one that God had used mightily. Moses was the one that had led the children of Egypt, Israel out of Egypt. Moses was the one that was in the front of the 10 plagues. Moses was the one that stood by the Red Sea. Some people even had trouble following Moses. Now, Moses is dead. There was no warning. There was no, well, he's got sickness coming on, and we're going to have to wait. He may have 6 months. He may have, no! God said, it's time to go. And he took him. And he hid him. Nobody, including the devil, knows where his body was put. And here's Joshua now having to take his place. It wasn't Joshua volunteered for the job. God volunteered him. It's your time. Some of y'all in here right now, you may be at your work, or maybe in your family, or something's going on in your neighborhood, and God said, okay, I know you didn't raise your hand, but you're being volunteered. It's time to do something. It's time to let God use you. It's time for your sport to rise and shine, and let God's light shine through you. onto others. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed, we forget just how big God is. That's where Joshua was. Now, before we go judging Joshua, again, this is it for last week. I just wanted to put this here to clarify something. If there's never a person overwhelmed, it was Joshua. He was called to take Moses' place, the greatest leader in Israel's history. And he's called to take his place. Man, there's some big shoes to fill. Not only was he called to take Moses' place, he was called to take the land. That's a big job. Think of all the tribes that are over there, the warring tribes. They're not just going to move over and play dead. They're going to have to fight and battle in the promised land to get what God promised them. And with all this, it all seemed impossible. And honestly, it was without God. So let's just remember this. We're talking about mindset. Get ready. This big job would require a big mindset. We were talking about a mindset last week. A mindset is your set of beliefs, your feelings, mixed with your feelings, mixed with your values. Your beliefs, your feelings, and your values. Whether you like it or not, they form a lens over your eye, your emotional eye, and that's how you see things. That's why some people look at some people and go, how can even agree with that? It's because they were raised. Their beliefs and their feelings and their values are blocking their vision. Sometimes it's blocking yours. Wow. And what it does is your mindset determines how you interpret what's happening and how you're going to respond to situations that are around you. Now, I remember the obstacles do not block the path. They are the path. Wow. How's that been? Obstacles do not block the path.
They are the path.
They are the path. Wow. When you see it that way, your mindset is that way. You don't get so overwhelmed when there's obstacles in your way every step of the way. Now, I remember back in 2020. 2020, I thought was going to be a great year. 2020, I was thinking about a year of vision, a year of God opening up our eyes to see how things really are. And you know what? I remember. He did. He showed us the real thing. And ever since 2020, our life has been full of challenges. There's global unrest. There's civil unrest. There's political unrest. There's emotional stability is gone. People with sickness, with COVID, and the flu. It's just amazing. All the things that actually hit really hard in 2020 and keeps on seeming like it's going downhill weekly. Remember the atomic clock, 15 seconds to midnight. Wow. I remember years ago when I heard it's an hour before midnight, and I'm thinking, man, we better tighten up. Then I heard it was minutes, and now I'm hearing seconds. Wow. How do we face these challenges? How do we face all this global, political, social unrest? How do we face with all this sickness and disease and these plagues that are coming on us? The Bible said in the last days there was going to be all this. Every bit of this was already prophesied was going to happen. So, how do we do it? We've got to get refocused. We've got to realign our vision with God's vision. We've got to realign ourselves with Him. We've got to let Him get back in the driver's seat versus CNN or Fox News or Republicans or Democrats, or I know. God needs to be in the driver's seat. And if God's in the driver's seat, it doesn't matter who is where as far as the politics go, because if God's in the driver's seat, it's going to take place properly. So let's just look at some of this scripture right here. Romans 12 says that we should be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mindset. If we're not careful, we get caught up into what's going on around us. We get caught up in a, you know, used to, there was quality service and there was quality customer service and people had respect. And now everybody's kind of like, well, just be glad I'm behind this counter taking care of you. And if you don't like it, go somewhere else. That's the way I feel a lot of times when I go to places to get stuff now. Going into grocery store, I'm trying to get my grocery store or Walmart, I'm trying to find, get the checkout. The checkout's moving slow, and I find out the person's got their phone working the cash register. They got their phone up under the cash register. They're so busy texting, they don't see the customer. I drove up to Taco Bell one night, and the lady at the window, I kid you not, she is looking on her phone, and she's talking. She hands me my water, and I had to chase it down. After I put the water down, I went to get my change, and she just did like this and dropped it. My hand was over here, but she dropped it right there and went down on the ground. And that's all over the place now. So what happens is we get a mindset of how bad things are of it. Neglect. Think about it. Next time that's happening, the next time somebody treats you bad in the checkout line, or the next time somebody you're asking for help and they just tell you, if it's not on the shelf, we don't have it. Next time that happens, instead of getting upset, pray for them. Just pray for them. God bless them. Just bless them, Lord. Let them feel your peace right now. Ephesians 4:23 says, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitudes. Instead of arguing with somebody, try praying for them. The Amplified version of this says, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Now we're going to get ready to fly, so y'all go ahead and buckle up your seatbelts. And we're going to plow 2 mules a day, because they're going to get kind of fast. Not just 1 mule, 2 mules. Amen. Somebody said that down the plow. There you go. Y'all said it, so it's okay. Really? I love it. That's all we need this day and time, to be God strong. Let God be in control. Let God do something through us and in us, so that the world look at us and see that we're different. When they see us and say, wait a minute, there's something about them that I can't figure out, I can't put my finger on, but I like it. That's how I got saved. There was a guy that would come in, his name was Bud, he would come in on the next shift, and so I'd see him when he was doing his pass down, he'd come an hour early. And I'd watch him. And as I watched him, he didn't act like everybody else. He wasn't cussing and carrying on like everybody else. He wasn't carrying on, but instead, he was still laughing and having a good time, but there was something different by the way he held himself, and something different in the way he presented himself. And I watched him, and I watched him, and I watched him, and I watched him. And finally one day, he said, there was something so different about Bud. I was talking to my guys and said, what is it about Bud? I want whatever he's got, I want some of it. He's not pushy, he's not arrogant, he's good to be around, and he seems to have his act together, and he's blessed. What is it about him? And I said, he's one of them crazy Christians. And that was the start of my hunger and thirst after what God had for me. You see, the world needs to see God strong right now. God strong. They need to see what God is doing through us. See, you need to discover something. What's his? Discover what drives your mindset. What drives your mindset determines the power of your mindset. Think about it again. What is driving your mindset? You see, if you're just going to have a positive mindset, that's good. We need a positive mindset in this last day and time. But if you're just going to have a positive mindset, PM, you're going to be self-strong. Remember, we need God strong. But if you have a spiritual positive mindset, then you're God strong. Then God's got something going on. People will look at you and they'll say, there's something different about that person. You don't have to walk around with Christian on your shoulder. You ain't got to walk around if you're big and bad. You ain't got to walk around saying, holy, holy, holy. Just the way you carry yourself when you're God strong, people stand up and take notice. You know, have you ever noticed when you come into a room sometimes, you know, people are cutting up, I mean, really getting really nasty and cutting up, and you walk in a room, you never even announced who you were, you didn't announce you were a Christian, but you just walk in that room and just walk in, and you walk into this room, and you just start presenting yourself as anybody else would, and all of a sudden, they taper down their talking, and they taper down the way they're acting, and they start getting in alignment, and you wonder, what the world's going on? I haven't said a word. You don't need to say a word, because your spirit is bearing witness to these people, and they can't help it when they see it. I've had people tell me before, even back in the Golden Corral, I can't tell you the couple of times I was at Golden Corral, and I was dressed. One day I looked like I'd been drug up there behind a car, behind a truck. And I just pulled in because I was trying to get something eating. I'm sitting there like I had pulled in the back of a truck, like I rode a mule, and the mule rode me the rest of the way. And a man walked up to me and said, hey, Pastor, how you doing? And I said, do I know you? He said, no, sir. I said, how'd you know I was a pastor? He says, because you said it without saying a word. I said, but look at him. I've been drugged up on the back of a truck. He said, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at your countenance. And I see you. And can you do me a favor? Can you pray for me? It'd be the checkout line. Somebody turn around and go, I don't know where you go. You know, I'm having problems with my daughter or my son. I really would appreciate if you would pray for me. Don't know if anywhere, but it's your countenance. It's the God strong in you. When people see it, they stand up and they take notice. So I'm just me and y'all too. We can all have that. So watch. Let's get a little bit further. I told you we're going to leave that cloud out. Changing your mindset may change the situation. All right? Now, we're not playing checkers here. Our life is a game of chess. And chess requires thinking. Amen? Thinking. It seems like in this world today, they're not teaching our young people how to think. They're teaching our young people what to think. Amen? When you come in here on Sunday morning, I hope that I'm not just showing you about God, but I'm teaching you how to think, not just what to think. So watch this. Y'all watch this. A positive mindset is good, but it's weak because it depends on you. You know, we all need it. We all need this, but a positive mindset by itself, it's not enough. Y'all just might say it's not enough.
Not enough.
Y'all just might say it's limited.
Limited.
Yeah, it's definitely limited. So now, a positive spiritual mindset is great and is strong because now you're not just depending on you, you're depending on God. And God's word is the fuel and our mindset is the throttle. Look at that. Mindset's everything. You see that goldfish? Act like he's sharp. How many here would like to be that way? I might be a goldfish, but I'm going to be a good one. Amen? I love it. There's a goldfish that's riding around like he's sharp. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It means literally, I'm up to every challenge that comes my way through Christ, who infuses inner strength in me. Now, look, this was a mighty army a couple years ago. With life issues and tough situations, don't say, why me? Be courageous and say, try me. Wow. I sent some of y'all guys a cartoon last week where it says, if you found out that I got ate by a mountain lion, none of my last words were, dear kitty, kitty, kitty. I ain't scared. So, your mindset is everything. So, I'm trying to hurry up. Ready? Here's a perfect model for a perfect mindset. Ready? Here we go. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe thee according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1 and 8. A positive mindset or state of mind leads to a positive perspective or point of view. Remember, I told you, your mindset is how you, it is a lens on how you see things. So, get ready to talk about it. It's Joshua right here. There's three things at the moment that's going to stand out about our mindset. There's a lot more, and I'm going to wind up talking about more of this stuff later on, but I didn't worry you out. We'll look at Joshua. Next week, we're going to another Old Testament prophet. Right now, talking about Joshua. Get ready. Number one, positive thinking. I'm not talking about regular positive thinking. I'm talking about positive thinking with faith. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That word meditate means to talk softly under your breath, to talk out loud what you've been reading. And when you talk out loud the word, it goes back into your ears, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's not, it's more than just reading it. Now you're saying it. As you're saying it, it goes in the ear. When it goes in the ear, it's processing, goes in the heart. After it goes in the heart and the spirit, it really, really, really does something for us. So what you think matters more than you'll ever imagine. I hate to hear these sayings here. I can't stand it. I don't say anything to people when I hear it, but I can't stand it. Just know I can't stand it. I bet you in the halls of heaven, God has never said, whatever. I bet God's never said, well, it is what it is. No. Right? God knows who he is. God knows what he wants. And he knows how to express it. And you being his child, he wants you to do the exact same thing. Know who he is. Learn what he wants with you, and then learn how to express it. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You need to think on the word. If you stay positive, you have to think positive. If you want to stay positive, you got to think positive. You can't run around and do it in the muddy grubs and expect to have a positive attitude. Look, you can still be in the muddy grub or in the muddy places, but you can still have a good attitude about the whole thing. But they did an experiment in a psychological class. They did a thing, and they took two boys, two young guys, in child psychology class. And they told them both that we'll give a pony. They took the first boy in, and all they had was an empty corral full of hay and horse troughs. He walked in, he couldn't find the horse, he smelled of it, and looked at it, and he stomped on out and said, I knew it was too good to be true. I knew they weren't going to do what they said they were going to do. I must not be any good. They put the other boy in there, and they heard a commotion going on. So they go in there and look, and he is knee-deep in that hay. And he's got horse droppings all over his face. And he's throwing that hay everywhere, and they went, What's going on, son? He said, don't bother me now. He said, I'm busy. He said, what do you mean you're busy? He said, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. We got to learn to trust God in the worst of circumstances. Know that in the worst of circumstances, there's got to be a pony somewhere. So here it is. Again, obstacles on. Here it is. They are the path. Here we go. Positive thinking again. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Again, ready? I'm going to read it to you. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That word think means to ponder. It means to meditate. It also is an accountant's term. It means to add up all the stuff and come out in the black, not in the red. Some of us, mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually, have been in the red too long. It's time to get into black. It's time to let God show you just how awesome He is. If His people can march on dry land, if He can turn dry bones into an army, if He can take a virgin and send His son through her, don't you think God, she said, is there anything impossible for God? If you can change your mindset, a lot of things are in the red on you. You'll wind up being in the black. If you dwell on the goodness of God versus dwelling on your negative thoughts. I've seen some people I met complain so much they thought they got paid for it. What you think about yourself is very significant. We're always worried about what somebody else thinks about us. I'm going to turn the tables right now. What do you think about you? No, I think about you. Because I can promise you what you think about yourself will be reflected in what other people think about you. Sometimes you think other people are thinking that you are incapable and incompetent. When the truth is, that's how you're presenting yourself. And so that's why they think that way. It's not because they started out that way. It's because you are reflecting what you think about yourself to them. And they see it. And they call it back. Watch this. You are who God says you are. Say it with me. I am who God says I am.
I am who God says.
Say it again. I am who God says I am. Say this with me. I have what God says I have. Say it. I have what God says I have. Ready? I can do what God says I can do. Say it. I can do what God says I can do. Matter of fact, when you're in Christ, there is no limit to the good things that are available to you. Because God, the Almighty One, the self-existent One, the God, the God who spoke the words, and the worlds came into existence. He hung the stars in nothing. Wow. Psalm 77 and 12 says, I will meditate also on all thy work and talk of thy doings all the time. So first is positive thinking, positive spiritual thinking. I should have put that positive spiritual thinking. Ready? I put this up several times and I'm trying to get that in your mindset to think about this. But also positive speaking. Excuse me. There you go, I got it. Get ready. What comes out of your mouth is sown in the morning. Proverbs 12:14 says, a man shall be satisfied with the good by the fruit of his mouth. I got a big mouth. I know it. I can put about 13s in them together and have room. But also know when to speak the word of God. I know people accuse me of being crazy because I'm speaking the word of God. No, you can't call me crazy for speaking the word of God. I can call you crazy for not believing the word of God, but I won't. Get ready. We need to keep the word continue in our mouths to remind us who we are and what we have in Christ. Find scriptures in the Bible that have these phrases. Watch this. Look in the Bible, and when you see these scriptures, in him, in whom, and in Christ. Write them down. If you find these scriptures, in him, in whom, and in Christ. Once you find these scriptures, here's all I want you to do. I want you to mark them. I want you to meditate on them or say it to yourself. Start confessing them over and over in your life, and you'll be amazed at the change in your outlook. You want your marriage to get better? Instead of saying, I'm sure it's my spouse will change. How about saying, God, help me be the spouse that I need to be. Wow. You change that, when you change my spouse, and God, you changed me. Help me work on me, not my spouse. You help me work on me. You want to be a better family member? God, work on me. Help me to be the best father that I can be. God, work on me. Help me be the best pastor that I can be. Work on me, God, because I know. You've got great things in store. What comes out of your mouth is so, so important. And positive action, memory flows. That thou mayest to do according to all that is written therein. James. Amplified Version. But obey the message, be doers of the word, and not merely listeners to it. Abandon thyselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. God's word is full of positive confession, but we need to act upon that positive confession. Just as faith without works is dead, so is a positive mindset without action. Whatever the word says, if the word says you apply to the world, how are you going to act? The word does say it. How are you going to act? Am I going to act like a lot of the world, or am I going to act like God's got a dim light in me? God says that the weak say they're strong. How are you going to act? The word says greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. How are you going to act? The world is watching. And they really need to see God strong right now. When we act upon God's word, we authenticate our confession. When we act upon God's word, now what we say has some weight. One more, and then we're coming to the close. Some more positive action. The dumb man do according to all that is written. Deuteronomy 28:1-2. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I have commanded thee this day. Then the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all his blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Keeping a positive spiritual mindset is crucial for your success. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willing is a condition of the heart that reflects upon your mindset. No difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is your mindset. connect to this positive spiritual power. And in order for us to renew our mindset, we've got to be just like Joshua, the same commands. We have to think on the word, we have to speak the word, and we have to walk the word. This should come here and play something. I was thinking about a challenge this week, and I really felt like the Lord showed me to use what we had last week, but do it different. All right? This week's challenge. Y'all going to participate with me now. Ready? Practice a forward-looking mindset. Refuse to live in the past, reaching forward to God's promises. Now, step up. Y'all stand up. Stand up. I want y'all to repeat after me. Ready? Say this. Ready? I want you to say it out loud. I refuse to live in the past.
I refuse to live in the past.
Shout.
I refuse to live in the past.
One more time. I want your body, I want your mind, I want your heart to hear what's coming out your mouth in your ears. Say it again. I refuse to live in the past. Ready? Now say, I reach forward to God's promises.
I reach forward to God's promises.
Go ahead. I reach forward to God's promises. Now say this. God reinforce my life in the present. Say this. God reinforce my life in the present. One more time. God reinforce my life in the present. And again, I've done this week. I've instructed up telling how many people do the same thing this week. We're going to say it a minute together. I'm here. I'm saved. God's promise will protect me. Some of us are so far in the past that we can't even see what's going on in front of us. Some of us are so far in the future. When you're in the past, you stay depressed. When you're in the future, you're full of anxiety. And God needs you here right now. Here, right now. Let's say this together. Ready? I am here. I am saved. God's promises protect me. Let's say it again. Say it loud. I am here. I am saved. God's promises protect me. Give up. You're already standing by your head. Close your eyes. You may be here today and you're having issues with your mindset. You desire to be positive, but the negative is hitting you so fast that sometimes it's hard to be able to digest the negative and fill it with positive, because the negative's coming so fast, it makes it hard to knock it down with positive. Because of that, you may be here today and you may find yourself not where you want to be with God, maybe even at odds with God. If you're here today, but don't mind looking around, every eye closed, if you need to find a way to get stronger in God and to get back in there with God, but nobody's looking around, just put a hand up, Pastor, pray for me. I need God to help me get back in there, to get God strong. Maybe you're here today and you and God are all right, but that mindset. You look around, you see stuff happening around you, all that unrest, and it's getting to you. It's got you longing for yesterday, which causes depression. It's got you scared of tomorrow, which is causing anxiety. And you want to apply God's word and stand on God's promises. But you see it all this unfold before your eyes. Something you never thought would happen is happening. And you really need God to help you adjust that mindset. Again, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you would raise that hand and say, I need God to help me adjust my mindset. Put your hand up. I need God to help me adjust my mindset. Let's all pray together. Ready? Father, I love you. I praise your name.
Praise your name.
I thank you for your grace.
Thank you for your grace.
I thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for your mercy.
I thank you that yesterday,
ended
last night. Today's a new day. I thank you that you've given me strength for this day. God,
I want you
to renew me spiritually.
Renew me spiritually.
So
help me
to rededicate my life
to
you and you. And I ask you, God,
adjust my mindset. That's my mind.
Let your word, become my go-to. Instead of the news. Instead of the bad rumors.
Your word.
Be my go-to. And I thank you, God. For helping me. Change my mindset. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. And the church said?
Amen.
Amen. Anybody tell y'all are looking good today? Y'all are. Actually, all of y'all are today. Yeah. Now, you're all looking good today. I can't but pick on. We pick on each other all the time. Y'all are all looking good today. God's got something special in store for us together as a church. He's got something in store for us individually. Ask God on this week, God, help me to be God's strong. God's strong doesn't mean you can jump over a mountain. It doesn't mean all of that. It means that people see something in you and they desire it because you found true peace, tranquility in God. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer. When we get to say the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to ask Brother Wayne to dismiss us in prayer. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Kingdom, power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Our Father God, we thank you for life, thank you for love, thank you for the chance to come back to our house, Father, we're going to worship you, Father. Father, we go out this week, let our mindset be able to thank Father. That's just enthralling you where you were, Father. Look at how you look at the world, Father. Like a tribe, Father, knowing if you do our attacks. When you put your heart toward what we need, we're glad, Father, prepared from that, Father. Let's live that have sin, Father. We ask you to send a touch of your bodies. You remind me of the go to the next one. This house. This all thanks to the Holy Name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.